On this episode of Down Under Colorado.
Sheriffs refuse gun control.
Proving Easter is like Valentine's Day.
You can look, but I'll have to charge you.
Lotto winner is down to his last $10.
T-Mobile to roll out iPhone and more on this episode of Down Under Colorado.
Welcome to Down Under Colorado, the only podcast guaranteed to cause heartburn in three time zones in two countries.
Woohoo!
From snowy Alaska, this is Doug, and I'm joined by the crazy Australian...
Oh, yeah.
I'll do. Hi.
In the warmer, slightly.
The only one who's warm.
The only one who's...
Hey, wait. Not so much. We have... What is the scale? Right now, we have 50 degrees.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's Colorado. Really. I mean, you can have... friggin' snowstorms like the last 2 days we've had, and where Denver got a foot of snow in some places, 8 inches in others, we got 2 inches two to three inches of snow, but it was butt cold. I mean, we're talking single digit temperatures, and today it's 50.
Well, yesterday was 75 and raining outside. That's right.
75 would be nice.
Current temperature here is 10.
10.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to get all the way up to 41 by the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which is warm.
Yeah.
Big, giant air quotes around warm by local standards.
Well, yeah. Shit, it's freaking hot here. It's 50 degrees. Past couple days we've had 7 and 9 degree temperatures. This is a little toasty.
Yeah, just a little toasty. Alright. 75 and raining. Although the weather here's been ducking up and down like no one's business. It's gone from
everything from
90 to 100 to down to 60 to 70. It's been ridiculous.
Wow. Well, we need this. We had about a bunch of people complaining about how much the snow and it's spring. Well, yeah, you can complain all you want, but we need the moisture. We really don't want another summer like last.
I thought you were going to say people were complaining about the snow, and then you were going to go, well, what the fuck are you going to do about it?
Well, that's a good point, too. But we really need the snow. With all the fires last year, we cannot afford to have another statewide breakout.
Alrighty, coming up on Down Under Colorado's traffic. What's like on the 10th, or the I-20, or the I-shit?
No, we already covered the I-shit.
Week one, too, wasn't it?
It was. Yep. That was week one.
I shit and picnic pants. That's going to go down in the Colorado history.
Infamy.
And for you.
It was definitely interesting.
It was. Speaking of things that we talk about, like the I shit and the
picnic pants.
Let's start with our first topic this week. A store charging... $5 to look around.
Yeah, I heard. I saw that, and I was like, "Are you kidding?"
Yeah. My first thought was that this was Best Buy, because Best Buy has been having a lot of issues with people coming into the store, looking at stuff, and then buying stuff online or elsewhere.
Well, that's why I look online. Period. It's cheaper regardless. That saves gas.
It actually turns out this is a specialty food store in Brisbane.
Of course it is.
And I believe I pronounced that correctly.
You did. Well done.
Okay. Basically, they've implemented a new policy, and what it says is, as of the 1st of February, this store will be charging people a $5 fee per person for, quote, just looking. The $5 fee will be deducted when goods are purchased.
Yeah, that won't fly.
Okay, my first question is, how would they... Okay, they say that it's did they say it's a popular store? Sure.
They say it's they don't say it's popular, they say it's a specialty food store.
Food store. Okay, so same question still applies. Welcome to such and such. And on the way out you have to pay. This doesn't make sense. Essentially.
Are they charging at the door like bar does?
Are you going to buy something or what?
Do you have to show your ID card? I mean, that's why window shopping is the best. Literally, window shopping. Just looking outside and browsing what they have from inside.
Yeah, they're going to close.
Here's what's the funny part. There's, in the picture on there, it shows just the first part of the little letter that's on the sign.
Uh-huh.
At the bottom, there's another line that's missing from the picture, and it says, "This policy is in line with many other clothing, shoe, and electronics stores who are also facing the same issue." I have never heard of any other stores doing this.
No, it's the same issue, whereas I think they're talking about the high volume of use the store as a reference, then purchase the goods elsewhere.
They're saying the policy is in line.
The $5 fee is...
$5 fee.
That other places are doing it. Yeah, no.
No.
Or they would be the ones on this article.
I can tell you this, if I saw a store with a sign like that in the window, I'd walk away and never go in there again.
Yeah.
Yep. And I would warn anybody and everybody not to go in there as well. $5 just to window shop. Kiss my ass, bitch.
Oh, wow. But...
Take my $5 somewhere else.
It seems like an expensive store. Like, if you're already paying $5, then you've got to pay probably expensive stuff inside as it is.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
And if you don't buy anything, you still pay $5 to enter. So,
and I'm going to be honest here. Mm-hmm. How many people do you think are actually going into a grocery store
just to look?
And then go buy stuff elsewhere?
I don't know.
Electronic store.
Going, I don't like this milk, but I'm going to go to the other store and buy the exact same milk for cheaper. I suppose that's
well, well, if they're a specialty store, they're like, Doug, it's like a world market. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, yeah. Don't know where you're.
They sell the rare to get stuff, the you know, like freaking Vegemite and the English treats and shit like that. The stuff you don't get in the regular grocery store.
Oh, I see, yep.
And people, they're saying people are going in there pricing and going elsewhere because elsewhere's prices are cheaper.
Yep.
See, here though, all the grocery stores put out their little flyers, so you can just kind of look at the flyers and know which is cheaper before you even go into the damn place. So I'm not sure why you have to go into a store anyway, unless they don't do flyers down there.
No, not really. Only for stuff that's on, like, sale, not for the whole store. It probably is in Brisbane, it's probably in the CBD, so they get a lot of foot traffic, I suppose. Whether they get that foot traffic or not, that's another story. But, if it's specialty, you probably would go searching hard online for it anyway. Particularly out here.
So. Yeah, since everything's a little spread out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Brisbane. I'm not a big fan of Brisbane. I don't go to Brisbane. I only go to Brisbane when I have to, and it's only passing through, so. To see my mum, so.
Yeah. I like specialty shops, but, you know, I have gone in and looked around and been either happy to see some of the stuff in there or looked at the prices and gone, holy fuck, are you kidding me? I have done that. Nate and I have gone in somewhere as we're passing by just because we're on our way from point A to point B, gone in and spent maybe 5 minutes in a store after we've looked at the price tags on stuff. Mm-hmm. However, if some place is going to charge me $5 to go in, just to go in, and the price will be deducted from my purchase, no. You won't be seeing me again or anyone I know.
And that's the thing.
Because I will talk.
Yeah. You have a podcast for that now.
Right?
Right.
But yeah, that's a lot of crap.
Yes. So anyone in the Brisbane area, see, I'm doing this right now, don't go to... don't name the store.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at... No, not even the consumerist article lists the name of the store.
Don't go to a store in Brisbane with the sign out the front. There you go. Just don't enter.
Yeah, if they look like they're charging, don't go in. Why is it not saying the store name? Because that's kind of important.
Well, not really. You'd walk past and go, oh, there's that cyan. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so... Found it.
Found it?
Okay.
Wow. Yep. Celiac Supplies.
Isn't that a disease?
It is.
Really?
It is. That's the...
I was going to say, if I ever get bored of the Chef Wonder name, I can always just change my podcast network to Silly Axe.
Yep. Brisbane specialty food store Silly Axe Supplies.
Spell that when you put next to the link, because, or in front of the link or something, because, yeah.
It's the exact same spelling.
C-L-I-A-C?
Yep.
Wow. Yes, C-E-L-I-A-C. That's just... Huh. Holy crap.
Yeah, don't go to Silic Supplies, everyone, in Brisbane.
I have no problem giving a store like that negative press.
Oh, no. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Now, here's the funny part. So I find it by just doing a search for Brisbane $5 fee on Google.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I find the address of the store before it gives me the store's name.
Wow.
I
want
to find out where it is. Go to Google Maps.
Or just look at Skype.
I don't... I don't think a store charging $5 just for you to walk through the door is reasonable.
I found it before you. Oh, there it is. Beat you to it. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That is a weird location, by the way. It's not even...
See, it's right between three.
No. From what I understand, celiac sufferers have to have a certain diet, but you don't call your store that's you've got to, you know, at least they're trying to help, but still that's a bit much.
Really.
It's just a bit much to charge $5 just for walking through the door, especially for someone who has a disability that's... Yeah, no. I would not. That would be funny.
Their shop does not look like that. And I don't... It's not even in the city. If you zoom out a bit, you'll see where the city is, and then you'll see where it is. It's out west? Out east?
It's actually, like, near the Brisbane City Council building. No.
You're, like, really, to me, very choppy, Doug. Like you went out of tune.
I shouldn't have.
Well, you're good now, but for a second there you did. Anyway. No, it's not like they're, you know, getting incessant foot traffic if they're that far out.
That's what I mean. If they're in I didn't know if they were in the city or not, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that address is wrong. Because if you click on the map, you go to like the satellite view and zoom in, it's a house.
That's not quite right.
Classic. Classic Brisbane, everyone. Classic. I hate Brisbane. And I've got one new mail. I'll look at that later on today.
Okay, I found the actual address for it.
Okay, that wasn't the actual address?
Nope. It is actually...
I like the street name, though. If I ever do give in to Brisbane, I'm going to live in Fee Street.
If no. I'm reading this right, the address of the store is 138th Macaulay Street.
Yeah.
Corporu.
Okay, it must be in Australia.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
Put it in there and I'll try and mangle it.
Go to Google Maps and just punch this into the search. Seriously.
Okay.
Just Google Map it and punch in Celiac Supplies.
Yeah, I just used Celiac Supplies. I didn't even use Brisbane.
I did. But I was trying to make sure it's specific.
Interestingly enough, there is, I guess, one block over from where the store is, there is an old Cleveland Road.
I'm still getting that same one. Oh, no, there it is.
Yeah, and it's a little white building with black trim.
Racist.
And that actually looks like a business.
Yeah, in the middle of a neighborhood. Again, it doesn't look like they get a lot of foot traffic, so why are you going to negate anybody coming in at all?
That neighborhood looks like Queensland's version of South Central LA.
Yes, yes. We have a lot of those. I live in one of those neighborhoods. No, I don't want to look at the Corapu. That's what it says.
Oh. They have a website.
Corapu Uniting Church. There, that's what I said. That picture, though, that you can't tell me that that's actually inside the store. But I do like the real estate agent that's around the corner. Hardcore, it's Corapu.
Mm-hmm.
Silly X Supplies, Unit 1. It's a unit! Funny. It's a unit.
So it's a strip mall.
It's
like a mini strip mall or a strip box.
Wow.
Someone running a business out of a department. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm running it out of my bedroom. Anyway.
There's a nursing center. There's a nursing center two blocks down.
There you go.
I assume that's like a clinic here.
Corapu, yeah, that's going to stick in my head all day. Oh, that does not sound right. Corapu in my head every day.
Wow. I cannot see any valid reason for basically a gluten-free store to charge you to go in.
When they're not even
just
in
to
the
walk
city,
in the door.
So...
Oh, there is a Coles supermarket up the street from it.
There you go. There's a Coles supermarket everywhere down there. I hate Brisbane. Can you tell?
Couldn't tell.
Just slightly.
You hide it so well.
You
And you're so subtle.
Brisbane is my Colorado, my Denver to...
No, no, that would be Pueblo.
No, I'm running with Pueblo.
Pueblo is the... I don't go there unless, you know, I am dragged kicking and screaming.
There you go. That's me.
Fortunately, I've never had to go to Pueblo.
Oh, lucky you. Now, Denver, I'll go if there's something special, like a Starfest, things like that, cons. But Pueblo, not even a con would get me to go there. Convention. Mm. Ugh. All right.
Anyway.
Enough about, you know.
Enough about the idiots. Call-up-o. Let's go from that to this.
No, I can't think of a good segue that isn't just choppy. So I'll just dive in.
Yep.
340 sheriffs refuse to enforce gun control. A Colorado sheriff has joined the list of at least 340 sheriffs who have vowed to uphold the Constitution against gun control measures that violate American Second Amendment rights. They have started trying to push through more and more and more gun control, telling people that they can't have guns, they can't have this and that. And they keep limiting and limiting and narrowing down what they think we should have for our own safety. When, again, it comes down to the fact that, A, our Constitution says we're allowed to have guns. You cannot amend the Constitution to completely negate a full-on amendment. That's just rewriting history. These sheriffs are saying politicians are wrong. We honestly had one sheriff's office in the state threatened that if they didn't stop speaking out about the gun control laws, saying that the gun control laws were wrong, that the budget would not be approved for next session. So that is our government at work. You don't speak out against us or you won't get the money you need.
True.
Tell me that's not fucked up.
We've actually had a gun control rant on this show. I'm trying to look back in the archives to see when it was.
Oh, not too long ago. I know about it. We took about half an hour just talking about it.
Yeah, and that's interesting, so I recommend going.
Well, it's because right now, yeah. It's because right now it's a hot button issue for the entire country simply because they're trying to squash it. And now that the sheriffs are standing up to this, hopefully the government will start taking notice and back off. Here we go. Weld County Sheriff John Cook said he and many other sheriffs won't bother enforcing laws poised to go into effect in Colorado because it would be impossible to keep track of whether gun owners are meeting the new requirements. He says the laws are, quote, feel-good, knee-jerk reactions that are unenforceable and would give a false sense of security. And he's right. You take guns away from people who are legitimately gun owners and you're not taking them out of the hands of the people who are causing crimes. Because crimes are generally committed with, illegally obtained weapons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's criminals are still going to get their guns, he says, about three paragraphs down. Yeah, they're also trying to charge $10 for any private sales on guns. Legal, but still private sales. They're trying to require a background check done by the person selling the gun privately. Which, I don't know if I'm for or against that, but it's not going to make it any safer. It's not going to make the bad guys get guns any less easy than they have.
It's going to do nothing.
Basically. And it's annoying.
Some of the strongest language that affect has come from Utah, where 28 out of 29 elected sheriffs signed a letter to President Obama warning him not to send federal agents to start confiscating guns.
In Utah? No, that won't fly.
Similarly, in New Mexico, in January, 30 of the state's 33 county sheriffs...
County.
paid a, you thought I was going to say country. Paid a visit to the state house, reminding the governor and state congressman that a sheriff's job is to defend the Constitution, including the Second Amendment. Well, of course it is.
Yep.
Suddenly my voice has gone all weird. But of course it is. It is their job. That is what they're there for. Sheriffs and police authorities, just blanket all authorities, including fire department, including ambulance, including all of that. Their job in society is to protect.
Mm-hmm.
Protect society. With, and then I would put veterinarians in that same category because their job is to look after pets and they're a part of society now too.
Mm-hmm. That's
a different kettle of fish, but... Oh, see what I did there? but I'd put them in the same category because animals and stuff are so a part of society, as I'm sitting here with my cat in the most uncomfortable position.
Well, I can see Bacchus from behind, and all I see is a butt and head, because there's so much butt there.
There's so much butt.
Yep. Now, what I like is, Arpaio, one of the sheriffs, they claim he's America's toughest sheriff. They asked him about the ban on any magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. And he says, no, my deputies, I said before, I'm going to arm my deputies. A month ago I said before this, with automatic weapons and semi-automatic weapons, and we're going to be able to fight back. I don't care what they say in Washington. He's basically, they're all calling our politicians to the table because this law is not going to help.
Well, continuing on my little thing I was saying before, so, okay, this is going to be a bad... Well, no, I'll use this example. So, okay, take away the guns. What are they going to use to protect... They've got to protect themselves, and they've got to protect the society as a whole. What are they going to use then? They can't use floppy swords that you pick up a target for $5. That's not going to work.
My swords aren't floppy $5 swords, but they're not going to be effective against a gun.
That's a horrible example to use. But you know what I mean? Like, floppy swords is self-defense.
I know.
Use your floppy swords. Oh, there's a new... Oh,
but wow. A sword is not a defense against a gun.
Exactly. That's... Because the bullet's going to go straight through your floppy sword. Ew, that sounds bad. But you know what I mean? Like, you've got to have something... You've got to have the top thing.
Oh, there was a story. I can't remember where it was. That a woman had a gun, had 6 shots. Someone broke into her home and literally threatened her and her 3 children, and she put 5 of the 6 rounds in him. He's dead. But this man was violent and aggressive and was most likely going to kill them all, given the appearance of the way things were, and she was in her right, and what would have happened had she not had her own gun? So,
yeah, think the sheriffs... You like that? I think the sheriffs, they have to use the top thing. Otherwise, they're not useless. They're defenseless. I'll use the word defenseless. Sure.
That's well, they're not talking about disarming the police. They're talking about disarming the public. Now, if the public is disarmed, then you have police who are already understaffed, by the way, trying to cover that ground as well because people cannot help themselves. So, no, it's not going to work.
It's not. No, it's just no.
On a more upbeat.
Speaking of recall back on this show. Oh, that's a horrible transition. I couldn't think of anything else. But remember back when we were spreading the love in February? Oh, God. About Valentine's Day, and suddenly everyone went quiet. That's probably on my end.
And we remember spreading love about Valentine's Day.
Ooh, yeah, I was truth. Love to no one at that point. Anyway, we were talking about how Valentine's Day has now become this ginormous money-making machine for people who are mushy-mushy lovey-lovey time. And are suckers for that type of thing.
Yep.
Now, we have turned our attention to Easter, which is this week. Which has come up way too quickly for my liking. And I found this article this morning, so it might not be useful. I found it an hour before the show started.
And not like you couldn't use one of the 10 million I found.
Well, I had to talk about Easter. It's what, Friday? Saturday?
Yeah.
Sunday? Sunday. Sunday. Sunday, Sunday. And everyone associates Easter with hot cross buns and Easter eggs. I've got a rant to go on after this. So it's a first world versus third world thing. So everyone associates Easter now with hot cross buns and Easter eggs. You know, because that's the hot new thing. Oh god. So hot cross buns are some of the most popular products of the year. Says people prefer traditional fruit hot cross buns. Comprising 70% of all hot cross bun sales. 25% of all hot cross bun sales are the choc chip variety with mocha.
Mocha.
Delicious.
It's,
I say mocha, you say mocha.
Mocha, coffee, chocolate type we say flavoring. Mocha. Okay.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Buns, mocha buns, I've got to say that sentence all at once, making up the remainder 5%.
Could they put the word hot cross in there more?
Ooh, or bun. Oh yeah, hot cross bun. No kidding. Is expecting Easter weekend sales to top last year. Quote, because Easter is outside school holidays, it always freaking is. What are you talking about? School always knocks off for Easter. Well, I don't. But regular school does. Ugh, that pisses me off. We expect more people to be oh my god, that sentence just makes me want to murder someone. They're expecting 10% more sales compared to last week. Another thing we associate with Halloween, fucking Halloween. We associate with Easter, oh man, Halloween's going to be fun. Is chocolate, and you know, going back to another rant I have, they've started putting Easter stuff up on Boxing Day here, which is the 26th of December.
Are you kidding? They're not even that bad here yet.
Yeah.
No, they don't start putting it out here until after Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Although it's like the day of Valentine's Day they start.
Yep. They mark all the Valentine's Day to like 50% off and start consolidating into one shelf and then take the other shelves and turn them into Easter shelves.
No, yep. We started on the 26th because I remember wheeling out some Easter trolleys that day. No, on the 27th it would have been because I was off on the 26th. because it was a Wednesday. Trying to scroll through this article. She says, whoever she is, Carla Brenton, says Easter trading has been strong over the last 2 months. Quote, we have seen sales grow by 60% since the beginning of the year. Well, shit, really? And this growth has retained constant through our Easter sale. Well, fuck me then. Really? Of course you're going to sell tons of Easter stuff in the middle of fucking January.
Well, they're trying to... Yeah, I just... The monetization of holidays, religious and or otherwise, just annoys me.
And some of the ads on here, by the way, they're obviously desperate for ads, because one of the ads is an ad. Google AdWords are on here, what, 3 times? And there's an advert for web design for $54 per month. What the hell?
Ow, that's a bit pricey.
One of the news articles down the bottom. My wife is dead, and I will be dead in 2 minutes. Email apology sent to... ...
Okay.
That's interesting. I might use that next week. Okay, rant time, everyone. Strap in. This will be fun. So last year, I wasn't here for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I was over in Vanuatu, and for those people who aren't familiar with Vanuatu, it's a South Pacific third world status country. Their Easter is, you know, and they're a Christian country, so their Easter is right down the line, go to church, 3 days of the Easter break, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So, none of this chocolate BS, and it still felt like Easter, because we still had everyone around. It was better, I'd say, than this Western world, because we didn't have chocolate there, obviously, because there was nowhere to store it.
because it gets a little warm.
It was a little warm. And we still had that, you know, togetherness, and it was better. It was better to have the togetherness and everyone...
The actual holiday celebration.
Actual holiday celebration. Yes, I had to go sit through about 6 hours of church over the weekend, but you still had that feeling of everyone being around and, you know...
Mm-hmm.
That togetherness that makes you whole. And I want to go over there for Christmas one time, because that will be absolutely amazing.
I'm sure.
They have gifts and stuff like that, obviously, but not a few way different mm-hmm. gifts. That would be hilarious to see what type of gifts they give.
That would be definitely interesting. It's just a completely different culture. Mm. There's no... I'm sure there's less commercialism by far.
Oh, yes. This is... Well, I was on a remote island, no electricity, no running water, no toilets.
Yeah.
Oh, well. No toilets as we know them.
Yeah.
Flushing toilets.
Facilities as we know them.
Exactly.
No, okay, I'm not Christian by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But even my belief... system, the two paths I follow are people are monetizing it. It's supposed to be a get back to nature thing, the beginning of spring, etc., etc. And they've started making chocolates for it, and it's all about money now, and it's, you know, what can we make that these people will buy so they don't have to make it themselves? Yeah. And one of the big things it's called Ostara, is the Norse path, is you take eggs and you hollow them out, you take the center out of them, and you leave them intact, and you fill that with confetti and glitter type stuff and whatnot, and you break it over someone's head. And so someone said something about, so they're never going to... So they have glitter in their butt crack.
Alright.
I know, glitter is crack. Really... Glitter, when an egg full of glitter is cracked over your head, trust me. Huh?
Someone's auto-playing.
What was that?
Something started auto-playing. I think.
I thought Doug was saying something.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Started auto-playing, I think.
You know, when you get an egg full of glitter cracked over your head, it gets everywhere, including your butt crack. But, you know, that's you know, a blessing.
Yeah.
Things like that, and now they're trying to prepackage things like that and whatnot. Now, don't get me wrong. If I had the money to start up something, a business that would do things like that, and people would buy it, I would make it. But I wouldn't...
Would you charge $5 for people to come and look at it?
Yeah, and it would be deducted from their sale. but it's just...
And you'd be located in the shittiest place. Anyway, fine.
No, I'd work out of the apartment.
like they do, anyway.
It's amazing that even obscure religions are starting to be... I don't want to say attacked, but pinpointed by this
minority
crap.
I can't talk. That's why I do podcasts, everyone, because I can't talk. So yeah, that's Easter. That's coming up. I got a few things going on. We're doing gardening over the weekend. It was fun. What else am I doing over the weekend? I'm working. We'll get to that later. Yeah, that's probably about it. I'll be out of here Thursday, and I won't be back at my desk until Monday, I'm hoping. I'm hoping I get some me time over that period.
That would be nice.
Me time over the period, which...
So...
New podcast coming
soon. Not to detract from you talking about you.
Oh yeah, what are you guys doing? Hi.
No, we still have two links.
Oh,
three.
We do.
You're only halfway through the stories.
Yeah, we got three. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of not talking about something I have, I don't know. I don't know how to do this.
No.
Going from small businesses trying to make money to small cell carriers trying to make money.
There you go.
T-Mobile today announced that it's dropping the traditional cellular model of long-term customer contracts and phone subsidies. They also unveiled they're finally getting the iPhone, but that's kind of a
minor
point.
They've had the iPhone.
No, they haven't.
No.
T-Mobile has not had the iPhone.
They had one in last time I was in the store. And that was like 6 months ago.
Because the iPhones that are out there don't work on their frequencies. This is a brand new iPhone with brand new radio.
No, they had iPhones, I could have sworn.
No, people have taken their iPhones to T-Mobile and used them.
Oh, yeah, like
But they only get 2G speeds.
Yeah.
No, I think the iPhone is... The false marketing on iPhone is ridiculous anyway. Anyhow, no, they're not having long-term contracts anymore. I don't know.
Here's the thing, is it's not really... See... What they're doing is, it's not a contract per se, but what they're going to do, like for example, with the iPhone 5, you can get it for $99.99 down, plus $20 a month for 24 months. So it's actually a payment plan for the phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it was anyway, but...
Almost like buying a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or a house. You know, you make a down payment, then you make your monthly payments. But then they have the data plans, which are separate. Huh. So, like, unlimited talk, text, and web, which is not... with 500 megabytes high-speed data is $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
2 gigabytes high-speed is $60 a month, and unlimited 4G data, $70 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's different here, and because here's what's different between them, AT&T, Sprint, or not Sprint, but like AT&T, Verizon. The way that they're doing their unlimited data, so like if you have the $50 plan, you have that 500 megabytes, you can go over the 500 megabytes, you just don't get the high speed after the 500.
Yeah, the speed drops. The I know, I've got T-Mobile.
Yeah, so, you know, which is in contrast to AT&T and Verizon, who, after you use your 2 gigabytes, 3, you know, however much you've got, they charge you for another gigabyte.
Yeah.
Usually $10 to $15 per gigabyte.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. That's also one of the reasons I stay Wi-Fi attached anywhere I go, just so I can have that 2 gig, the high speed, available to me when I actually need it.
Yep. And then, but I mean, the big thing is this is, you know, T-Mobile almost got bought by AT&T last year.
Yeah.
And
I didn't think that would go through anyway.
I didn't either. AT&T was like, oh, we'll do all this great stuff. Or if you don't, AT&T basically tried to blackmail the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
Because AT&T literally told the FCC, if you don't allow this merger to go through, we're going to have to lay off people.
Yep. And they didn't, even though the sale didn't go through.
No. As a matter of fact, they've made more money.
Yeah, it would just have made it a monopoly.
Yep.
They were too big to combine.
Yeah. This is something that there had been rumors about T-Mobile moving to this model for the last few months. So, this is kind of the first... You know, so the question is, are other carriers going to follow suit?
It's a possibility, really.
If it goes well, I suppose, but if I was a telecommunication person, like a company, I would wait and see how it goes first and then...
Oh, yeah.
Try and move over. Like, it seems like a bit of a bold thing to do, but...
Now, this is... About 6 months ago, when I was last in a T-Mobile store, they were doing this. It was when I had to change my phone out. When my Galaxy S2 died, and I had to get the Blaze as a replacement, temporary replacement. That's exactly what they were talking about. They're not doing the get the phone free thing for the most part. In the store. They wanted for a full upgrade, they wanted something like $80 up front, and then you make payments for the rest of it through your contract.
It sounds like what they're doing here is you could, in theory, you could turn off your plan, you'd still be paying the $20 a month for the phone.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, Joe, roommate, is he works at a Walmart phone center, the phone area in the electronics area in Walmart, and he says that's the value plan that they've got going, and that's not the only option, but they're really pushing that in the locations.
Yeah. Makes sense to push that at a Walmart too.
Yeah, his is in one of the nicer areas, which is a good thing. We have one down here that... I've told you about that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, up here, you know, at Walmart's managers get shot by double amputees in wheelchairs, so...
There you go.
Yeah, the Walmart manager getting shot by a double amputee in in Walmart is just kind of interesting. But that's in Alaska. That wouldn't happen here. Wait,
no,
it probably
it wouldn't, even though someone took a dump on the thing.
No. It would be customer shooting another customer in the parking lot.
There you go.
Yeah.
Down there.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. Oh it would.
I'm so glad I'm not there on Black Friday when everyone's trying to rush around and
No. Stuff. Black Friday is horrible.
So racist,
you know,
though.
In all honesty, the only places you ever hear of issues like that with Black Friday and shopping are in the Northeast. Huh. It's always like New York, New Jersey, occasionally California, because California's 18 sorts of screwed.
Well, it's the land of fruits and nuts. What do you expect?
Sorry, why is that so funny to me? I don't know why.
Because it reminds you of Brisbane?
There we go. Fruit and nuts reminds me of Brisbane. Ugh. Don't want to go down.
Speaking
there.
Of places where strange things are going
speaking
on.
Speaking of fruit and nuts, Italian anti-HIV campaign uses toilet paper with QR codes. Who had this?
Yeah.
Zayden, that's explain. Go.
Italian HIV awareness charity Sierra Sportivo is giving the idea a spin with a campaign in women's rooms at trendy clubs in Rome and Milan. Women who visit the lavatories will encounter toilet paper rolls printed with the question, when you use a public restroom, do you fear diseases? What about when you have sex? To further the topic, there's a QR code leading to a site, of which there are many QR codes, may remark. They're basically trying to get them get a more HIV-aware society, because apparently it's pretty rampant over there.
I love that hashtag, toilet thing.
Did you see the screen cap on the video?
Yes.
The woman on the toilet with her pants around her ankles and her underwear around her knees?
Yes. I haven't watched the video, but I see the thing.
In the U.S., that would be borderline porn right there.
There we go.
Right?
And it's in English, too.
Well, it's on Mashable. It's going to be in English.
I just want to send out a random tweet right now using that hashtag.
Funny part is they're apparently only putting this special toilet paper in quote-unquote trendy clubs in Rome and Milan.
And only the women's rooms.
Only the women's rooms.
Oh, that's what it says.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, if you're a woman, you go to one of these handful of clubs, you need to worry about it. If you're a guy or if you're anywhere else, you're okay.
Pretty much, right? Now, it's that's the specific marketing there, so to speak. It's just amazing how narrow they have that thought process. It's the lack of forethought is amazing.
That last paragraph gets to me though on this article.
Which one?
Will it work? Well, as the video shows above, this is one venue which you truly have a captive audience. Oh my. It's also that many people use their cell phones on the toilet. This is at least an alternative to texting or words with friends.
Who goes to a trendy nightclub and spends that much time on the fucking toilet that they're going to play words with friends?
I do love it, though. Instead of having sex and transmitting HIV, I will play words with friends.
And transmit hepatitis.
But I'll sit on the toilet where I could get crabs and other various assorted STDs.
It's Italy, new Pope, everything's changing, Cyprus got bailed out.
Overcooked pasta.
I thought that was interesting. I have a link next week for an HIV cure that they're looking at.
Nice.
And it's not the bees.
Trans. Oh my.
I told the roommate about the fact that they're seeing results from one of the products from bee venom for as a treatment for HIV, and they're finding that it's curing the HIV. But what if you're allergic to it, allergic to bee venom? And he said, and the other day he just randomly popped up. He says, I just kind of want to go in a beekeeper's suit with a giant hive of bees into an HIV ward, smash it on the ground and run. You're cured. You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just don't take me with it. I don't know if that works with... I don't know. There.
No.
Done. I wonder what response I'll get for that.
Should be interesting.
It will be.
Somebody's getting trolled tonight.
That's right.
Speaking of getting trolled,
Lotto winner, down to his last $10. Roger Griffins, the most awesome name ever. 42 of... Oh, God.
Weatherby. You want me to read that?
No, in the United Kingdom won the $2.7 million lotto jackpot in 2005, but is down to his last $10 after blowing the cash on cars, property, and reforming an old student band, reports The Sun. You can keep going if you like. All the rest of this is boring.
Mr. Griffith and his wife, Laura, used their newfound wealth to move into a $1 million property and sent their children to a $15,000 a year school.
So basically, it took him 6 years to spend $10,000. He's not done a $10 million, no.
2.7.
8 years.
And he only got $2.7 million.
He's doing all right. I mean, really,
no.
Quickly.
Where's the thing? He was an IT consultant to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, generally speaking, you make maybe not great money, but you make decent money in that type of a position. He could have taken that money and just put it into, like, bonds and investments. Continue
to
work.
And not a $1 million house. You don't spend half of your freaking money on a house.
The school thing,
yeah, that's a good idea because public schools suck.
You know, 40,000... Whose phone?
What?
What?
Sounds like I'm hearing, like, a phone ringing.
Not here.
Nope. Hmm.
Mine complains at me, so...
Anyway...
No, apparently some idiot that I've never even heard of tried to video conference me on Google+.
Huh. That is helpful.
Complete stranger.
Anyway, I've put my status everywhere else now on Facebook and Google+, so this will be fun.
But yeah, I mean,
this is funny. He spent $40,000 trying to get his old student band back. They produced a video for a single. And his dreams were dashed when they sold only 600 CDs.
Okay, I want to hear the song. That was my... That's my phone. Oh, wow. Everyone's...
Uh-oh.
String of things.
No, that's what you get for putting that...
Anyway.
That's what you get for putting that kind of tweet out.
Anyway, I got retweeted. Anyway, play on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's that, a failed business... Now, they're saying much of the fortune is wiped out by the global financial crisis and failed business venture.
No.
I'm going to
call
bullshit.
I'm sorry, if you spend $1 million on a house, that is not much of your and $40,000. And then, how many children do they have?
Doesn't say.
You know, that's a, if there's multiple, that has to be at least two. So that's another $30,000.
Well, and it also says he blew the cash on cars.
Uh-huh.
So let's say $20,000 a car. Let's say four kids are $60,000. So you're already talking, if you're talking about just 1 year of school, the band, and the house, you're already looking at $1.1 million. 60 a year times 8 years, so 400. You're looking at about $1.5 million, $1.6 million right off the top, just on the house, school, and the band.
Uh-huh.
So now you're down to $1 million. You figured that renovated beauty salon, pro tip, renovating a beauty salon won't give you a business unless you have people that know what they're doing.
Yeah. And
and the marriage collapsed, so you know there was a divorce payout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have had to be.
You know, and here's the thing. There were times when I didn't look at price tags, and that was ludicrous stupid, but I loved it.
Yeah, no.
There's your problem.
When I had a $5,000 a week income, I still looked at price tags. I went to freaking Goodwill and the Ark, which is Goodwill, with a different...
different name.
Focus. It's I know it's politically incorrect, but it's the retarded citizens. It helps the mentally handicapped community. But even then, I was still looking at price tags all the time.
Yeah. But again, ad time. Down the bottom, sponsored links. First one, Windows 8 driver download.
Ugh.
What's that got to do with this? Banks fight for your loan. After income protection.
Mm-hmm.
And transfer money overseas. I want to know what the Windows 8 has to do with it.
I have no idea. I can't even think what it would be.
That's weird. You have a lot of money to waste, so buy Windows 8. Oh, did I crash? I didn't, did I?
Wow. How can you be... I don't understand. I mean, seriously, Nate and I have honestly talked about what would happen if we won the lottery.
Yeah.
And we've already... We laid it out, you know? 90% of it, trust fund for his son and his sister, and paying back everyone we borrowed money from, and then investments in a house and investments... But not a $1 million house. That's just... No.
Seems a bit much.
I don't know. If I ever won the Powerball for like $200 million, then I might go for $1 million house.
Well, yeah. But not but something that's worth half your winnings.
$2.7 million, yeah, I'd probably go for maybe a $200,000, $250,000 house.
Yep,
or
exactly.
Or an apartment or something like that.
No, I'd go for a house, and it wouldn't be up here.
There you go. All right.
And it wouldn't be up here.
And it wouldn't be
no,
up here.
No, I'd move back down to Tennessee.
What do I do with the lottery? I have a lot of ideas, if that helps. All right. Alrighty, and while my headset still plays up and I can't hear anyone, which is helpful.
You can't? Are you sure you can't hear anyone, or is it just that we're not talking?
We're cutting in and out then, so.
Ah.
Alright. Seems to be fixed if I sit here with a coat hanger on my head.
Alrighty. What about your tinfoil hat?
Oh yeah, where is that?
Does it look like...
You know, the Russians are listening.
The Russians are listening, are they? Alright.
Poor them.
Poor Russians. I feel sorry for them. All right. Let's get into what we're listening to. I don't know what Doug typed there. The OLCT. I think that was a bit of a moment. let's get into things that we're doing / things. I'll start because I'm arrogant like that. There we go. I heard that. Selective hearing headphones for
So what have you been up to, Dale?
All the win. Thank you for asking, because I know you care. I actually am changing a few things around and learning a few more producer software type of stuff. So that's why I bought Sam Broadcaster. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it.
Nope.
I actually am.
Oh, good. So I have no clue, and it's confusing me, but I think I figured out how to broadcast, so I might need a tester eventually when I get back from Easter. I think I figured it out, because I was talking to another person on the network that I do work for, Jared Budlong. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him, but he's been helping me out with it, so... You know, the next fun part after Easter is going to be setting up virtual audio cables. So that's going to be fun.
That's always fun.
Oh, yes. If only. All right. Also, I'm all wired up. I'm all upgraded and stuff. That's not confusing anymore, so I'm all set up. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's good.
Yet
you didn't bother to get either of us to do the referral for you, so we could all get the bonuses.
Oh, yeah. Bonuses.
So we hate you now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know you do. I didn't even know how to get the bonuses.
Well, if you had bothered to ask one of us, we could have sent you a referral email, which would have, in turn, gotten you and whomever
if I got one of you to do it, the other one would have missed out. So we all miss out together. Yay!
Anyhow.
That's fair, isn't it? It's just not fair on the positive side.
Anyhow.
Still fair. But apart from that, trying to find time to play is hard. Like, I popped in for 10 minutes after. Why is that in... my search bar. It should not be. Instead of having sex, should not be in my search bar. That's better.
Because that's what you're doing instead of having sex? No, wait. That would be working.
That would be working, much to Zay's disappointment. But, okay, so backstory here. Zay doesn't like me working, first of all.
No.
That's not... Okay. Backing up even further. Zay doesn't like me doing extra shifts. But come on, it's a Sunday.
Zay doesn't like you being the on-call pet for the business.
Yes. But, hear me out, it's a Sunday, it's time and a half, and I got paid $120 for working 5 hours. Plus, I didn't really have an option.
Mm-hmm.
They said get to work now. Which they probably can't do, but hey. They can't do that, right? Right. So they now, in turn, owe me a day off. So, there we go.
Well, that's good, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, realistically, they owe me a day off. Because they call me in and say, get to work now, so... They do have to...
Uh-huh.
They owe me one.
Yeah.
But if it was a normal...
Don't they actually owe you 120?
No, they paid me, but the principle is if they get me to work... Okay, so the two I did see decided to take Saturday off because it was his birthday. Now, this week, he has to work an extra day to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though he didn't get paid for it, he still has to catch up. I don't know why.
That's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird how they work. But apart from that, uni stuff and all the other fun things that I'm used to, and inappropriate messages to Zay at inappropriate hours of the morning. There you go.
And night. And middle of the day.
Stupid, I told you about sexting each other.
Stupid autocorrect on my phone. Instead of saying, I'm tired, said, I'm tired.
Told him his autocorrect was kinky.
You didn't say picture, get the fuck out.
Yes, eh?
Maybe
I should just go message John when Doug's not online as often. That'd be my final conversation. Alright.
Yeah.
Doug, so, what have you been doing?
Yeah.
Started playing SimCity.
Ooh.
The server issues, at least from what I've been playing, have been resolved finally.
After, how many weeks after the...
The funny part is that even though I just picked up the game,
mm-hmm.
I still qualified for that free game that they were using to make up for all the server issues at launch.
Well, that's good.
But I made a comment in the show notes about the game reading my mind.
Okay.
You go in and you can select, first off, you select the type of region you want. Mm-hmm. So I picked one that was kind of like similar to Chattanooga. So, you know, mountains, river valley.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked, then it has cities. And I'm just looking at the cities. I'm not looking at the names or anything like that. So I look for one that kind of looks like Chattanooga in terms of, you know, a river kind of making a U-bend in the middle, but relatively flat with mountains on the sides.
Yeah, general layout.
I pick it, and the name of the city was Riverbend.
Riverbend, fantastic.
Zay knows that every June there's a big festival in Chattanooga called Riverbend.
Yep.
Yep.
It's literally on the river at the bend, and so the fact that this city was already named Riverbend was just kind of weird, considering that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So it's literally like the game was reading my mind. Other things is I hit level 90 last night on the Horde character.
So how many 90s does that give you?
It gives me two. One on each faction. What was interesting, I hit 90, popped my Hearthstone to go back to where I was hearthed.
Mm-hmm.
I hop on to the Griffin to go to the Shrine of Two Moons. That's where you go and get your flight training and all that.
I was going to explain this to Dale. That's the Mists of Pandaria's big city.
Oh,
every expansion has a big city. Vanilla had Stormwind and Orgrimmar. What was Burning Crusade?
The thing that we call Burning, it now, just call it Vanilla.
Burning wow. Crusade was Shattrath.
Shattrath.
Yep. Shattrath was for both factions. And then you had...
Dalaran was Lich
King. Lich King was Dalaran. Cataclysm was the...
Brought you back to Stormwind and Orgrimmar.
Yeah, and they killed Dalaran. Well, not killed it, but it became a ghost town.
And actually, on the Alliance side, originally Ironforge was the bigger city. Everybody went to Ironforge,
really?
Not Stormwind. In Vanilla, everybody, at least on Silverhand, everybody went to Ironforge, not Stormwind.
Huh.
Stormwind didn't become the place to be until late Lich King and going into Cataclysm.
Huh. Well, it's called Vanilla because that's the original, the basis of the entire set.
This edition's going to be cool. Wow, chocolate edition.
Strawberry. <Yeah. laughs> Strawberry over chocolate.
Caramel. Ooh. Now I'm hungry.
But also took down Lich King yesterday. That was pretty fun. BioShock Infinite launched today. I have not had a chance to play it yet.
I haven't played the original, although I watched Nate play while I was doing other things. And
if you know what you mean.
It looked pretty interesting.
Original, skip the sequel, and based on the reviews I'm seeing for Infinite, definitely pick it up.
Okay.
Cool.
Infinite it's Metacritic, which is, you know, the aggregator of all the different ratings from places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Metacritic has Infinite at a 95 right now. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Which is, you know, massive runaway smash hit. Good.
If you're watching the media version, there's my timetable. Anyway, play on.
Also looking at playing around with some online DJing again, which I would be using Sam Broadcaster for, which is how I know the program. Other than that, you know, dealing with all the stupid snow in the last 2 days.
Well, at least it's, like I said, at least it's snowing. And I'm serious, all the snow that came down last few days is almost gone. That's Colorado. It's just the way things are. It's ridiculous.
Start with. Anyway.
I will make you get stuck in a freaking snowstorm one day.
I would love to do that. That would actually give me a catch-up day. I would love that. Can you do that? Can you organize that?
No, because we're going to stick you out in a snowstorm with a sled, four dogs,
oof. Sounds like fun.
And some muck tuck.
That doesn't sound fun. I'll take the sled and the four dogs, but not the... Ooh. Anyway.
The good thing about muck tuck is it is a source of nutrition.
Ice sauce.
It looks and smells like garbage.
Yeah, it...
Because it's literally fermented whale blubber, fermented seal blubber.
Alrighty. Speaking of snow, Zay, what have you been doing? Apart from snow, which that doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, just dealing with the snow, dealing with... well, last week I mentioned that I'd gotten my license replaced and all that crap, which it still is not into me yet. So I keep checking the mail every day for it, and it's just not arrived yet. I ordered one of those... it's called a square. It's a thing you put on your phone that you can swipe a credit card, and it actually automatically runs the credit card and charges the person for your stuff. So that's one of the things I wanted to do for the taxi driving, because Yellow Cab charged 6%. For every credit card you ran through them. That 6% of every charge you make, you don't get. Hmm. And so Square only charges, I think the most they charge is like 3%. So I ordered one of those through online, and they send it to you for free. So it's not like I'm out anything, even if I don't end up using it.
Yeah. Even if you pick one up in the store, what they do is they give, like, it's $10 in the store, they give you a $10 credit.
Mm-hmm.
So it works out the same way.
Yeah, like I said, if I don't end up using it, I'm not out that 10. So...
You know where I've used it?
Hmm.
We were doing, like, a yard sale.
Yeah.
So people that, you know, want stuff but didn't have the cash...
Yeah.
I was using my Square.
Sweet.
And believe it or not, I actually sold more stuff because of it.
That's very good.
Oh, I can just use my card? Okay. Well, in that case, let me grab this and this and this as well.
While you're here.
I mean, seriously, if you're doing like a yard sale, garage sale type thing, get a Square thing. It won't hurt.
Yeah, but that hasn't come in either. But I'd only ordered that like 3 or 4 days ago. But, yeah, it's just amazing how dumb people are when it snows. We had some guy, surprisingly didn't hit any of the cars, but was tearing through the parking lot right after the sunset, the first day of the snow. Now, when the sun sets here, temperature drops almost 10 degrees immediately. So all the stuff that had been warmed and melted on the pavement was freezing already. The sidewalks and such were already just ice slicks. So I know the road was too. Tearing through the freaking parking lot. People are dumb. But that night, I was actually running around downtown with Judith, another girl who plays Ingress, and we were hacking and slashing through portals and whatnot, and Nate met up with us down there, and we had dinner at Phantom Canyon, which is fantastic food, and played some more Ingress, and then went home, and I started getting a migraine, which is what told me that this storm was going to actually hit, and not just dust us like the last one did. Although it didn't fall as much as I thought it would, we had so much wind, I am not kidding, that I was worried about things on the balcony coming off. Ooh. It was massively windy, which is what triggered my migraine. It's something about wind does it. But, no, weather here is just really screwed up. And then I've got a cat who I think is going senile. She's the one who has bowel issues. It's like almost every time. If there's anything in the litter box, even if it's at the far end, she craps on the floor. She also acts like she has never eaten. She acts like she's starving. And she may be scrawny, but if you feel her stomach, it's not bloated, but it's a nice, firm... it's not mushy, it's not bloated. I've checked her, and she's fine in the stomach. And I don't starve her. There is food available 24/7 for them. I don't feed them on a schedule. And there's two different feeding areas, so it's not like she can't get to it if someone is at one of them. And she thinks it's a treat if you take a pinch, about 10 pieces of food, and put it on the floor in front of her. It's a treat for her. Always has been. She's a little weirdo. Huh. But Nate made the mistake of putting out a handful in a bowl in front of her. She ate it all and then threw up because she ate too much all at once. And just the way she's acting, I honestly think she's getting senile. And it's kind of expected, but I don't want to have to do it. I don't want to have to go through it. I don't want her to have to go through it. But her sister's fine, and that's what confuses Nate. And I sat there and I told him, I said, you and your brother are siblings, but he's shorter by quite a bit, and he's also much leaner in his bone structure. Just his bone structure is smaller. You two don't look related unless you look at your faces. They don't physically have in any of the same characteristics. And he's like, shh, bull. So he doesn't see it. But I just have to let him know that as much as it bugs me, and we don't have the money to take her to see a vet, but I honestly think it would be a waste of money, because just looking at all the signs, it falls into place. And I'm worried about her, but what can I do? There is no pill, no cure for senility in cats. There's no pill or cure for senility in humans. So I'm dealing with that. And my Jawbone Up band is already starting to act up. The alarm, the vibrate alarm in it, stopped working 2 days after it started working.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
You can't get
so that's
anything
bad.
Like that?
I'm going to get hold of them about it. I was giving it a few days to see if maybe it was something that in the settings and whatnot, and I can't find anything in the settings to change it, fix it, or whatever the hell. So I'm going to get hold of them and say, what the hell?
All right.
Yeah, it took, I got this thing on the 23rd of December, and I only started being able to use it last week, and already it's starting to fail. This is not a good sign.
They actually, the initial run of Jawbone Ups, they actually recalled.
Yeah, they did.
Pulled them off the shelves and then redesigned them.
Yeah, this is a redesign. And it's still already screwing up. Now, I'm all for the fact that they do not have Bluetooth in these. That drains the battery so bad, so fast. Because it's always searching for a Bluetooth connection. But, and there's so many people going, well, that should have a Bluetooth. It should have a clock on it. There's a reason the battery can last 10 days. And that's because they didn't put those things in. If it didn't last 10 days, people would be complaining the battery drains too fast.
Yeah, of course.
And if this keeps up, I'm just going to tell them I want a refund and get a Fitbit. Or there's a new band out. I can't remember who it's from. Might be a Fitbit.
Nike's got the Feel Band.
Which is just dumb to me. No, the Feel Band, all it is a LED bubble set of how much activity that wrist has done.
Okay.
There's a comic out from PvP, I think it is. No. Penny Arcade. About the guys joking about how they use masturbation and sex as fuel for their band.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's all it does.
A different issue.
The band lights up the more activity that band has been party of.
So many show titles.
I know, right?
All right.
Doesn't regulate your, what the hell is going on?
That? Anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't regulate, it doesn't keep track of your sleep, which is what the Jawbone does. It doesn't keep track of your actual activity as opposed to how many calories you burn, et cetera, and all of that. The Feel Band is just, I don't see it as being actually useful.
No. Although using it for sex is a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, there he is. There's Doug. Hi, Doug. I knew I'd get him in here somehow. Alrighty. Let's wrap this thing up, should we?
Yeah, we're about done.
We're about done. We would be even better done with this bumper.
As always, you can give us a call at 719-445-6696, US only, or at +1 731 032 528. I can't read my own phone number. For Australians only. Or if it's easier, you can Skype me at Chef Wonder.
You can find all of our episodes, complete with full show notes, over at downundercolorado.blogspot.com, where you can subscribe, and he will be notified when a new show gets posted.
You can email us at downundercolorado@gmail.com, or find us on Twitter at twitter.com/DucoShow.
And you can find the Chef Wonder Media programming over at YouTube at youtube.com/user/ChefWonderDC, where you'll find us along with Rough Cuts, the music review podcast. There is more cool stuff coming soon, I promise.
There we go.
Alrighty.
And where you can find us individually. I'm just spreading everything. Trying to get everyone to check me out everywhere. Oh, that did not make sense. You sound convinced. This week, Google Plus, you can find me at gplus.to/TheDaleCampbell.
Google Plus. Go ahead.
You can find me on Twitter for gaming-related stuff. This is a little bit different than normal. You can find me at twitter.com/Revenar_AIE.
Well, that's interesting. Hmm. Well, Google Plus, all you have to look up is Zay Inked. That's easy enough to find me.
You can find her at plus.google.com/profile/insert-ginormous-90s-code-number-here. Anyway. <hang on. laughs> But for short things, like 140 character little snippets, where can they find you?
At twitter.com/inkedzay.
There we go. That's about it. Any final words of wisdom or anything else that anyone would like to say?
Nothing at the moment. Just trying to
never give a Klingon Andalorian gen.
There you go. Alrighty. For me, Dale Campbell.
And me, Zay.
And me, Doug.
And that's going to do it, and we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.